So after you graduate, what's next?
I interviewed 4 or 5 companies, and they would all come to the campus and interview the seniors, you know. And I particularly liked an outfit out of Dallas, Texas, called Core Laboratories. And they were the pioneers in core analysis, in mud logging and reservoir engineering. And they had offices all over the oil patch, wherever they're even overseas. And so I decided to go to work for Core Lab, and they offered me $425 a month. They offered my roommate, Dale Easterwood, who was a lot smarter than I was, they offered him $400 a month. And I'd kid Dale, he'd say, "How come you got $25 more than I did?" And I said, "Dale, you just got to ask for it." I
said, did you ask for it?
I did. I said, I can't go to work $400. And they said, "Well, we'll give you $425. And I immediately went started in Corpus Christi, Texas with them, which they had a big laboratory there, a lot of activity going on. And mainly, we were involved in core analysis and special core analysis. Yeah.
Oklahoma A&M, was that the last year, 1956, that it was known as that?
They changed the name to Oklahoma State, in 56.
Yeah, right. But the Army comes along here for you. Now, you'd been in ROTC in high school.
Yes, and by you're supposed to serve 2 years in the active duty. And I'd gone to work for Core Lab, and since the Korean War was going on, the oil field was a vital industry. And so I talked to the president of Core Lab, was a guy named John Weisenbaker, very, very smart man, very good engineer and everything. And I said, "John, try to get me out of the Army. I don't want to have to go for 2 years." And he tried to pull every political string he could, but I ended up having to go for 6 months. They said on my orders that you're in for 2 years, so I went to Fort Belvoir, Virginia, which is a Corps of Engineer main base. And after I went through officers training school there, I went to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And when I get there, they immediately made me a company commander, and I said, "Man, oh man!" And I had a master sergeant that ran that company, and so I called him in, and I said, "Sergeant, I said, you know a lot more about this Army than I do, so you tell me what to do, but don't let them know you're doing it." And we made the greatest team in the world, and he was tough. He was tough.
You were a lieutenant then?
Second lieutenant.
Second lieutenant then. And so that would have been in 56. So then it did help. It did help maybe that Core Laboratories tried to get you out. Why were you released after 6 months?
Because of the oil field.
Okay, so that did come into play.
Yeah, it did come into play. I only had to serve 6 months instead of 2 years.
You're right.
So that was very, very good. And by then, when I came back out of the Army, Core Lab, I went to Dallas and said, "I'm ready to go back to work." And they said, "Well, we want you to go to Venezuela." And I said, "Well, tell me more about it." And they said, "Well, we'll pay you $900 a month if you'll go work in Venezuela." And I said, "Get me a ticket." But I didn't have a passport. I didn't have all the shots. I didn't have anything you needed. But I went down to New Orleans and got my passport, got my shots, and I was on a DC-6 going to Maracaibo, Venezuela shortly after that. Yeah.
I just have to say, about Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, I was there too. I did my basic training in 1964, and I was in the Army Reserve, so I've been to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri as well.
It was tough.
But yeah. you were a company commander.
Well,
I was an enlisted man. You were a lieutenant.
Yeah, but still, I had to take all those enlisted men on those darn those hikes, and yeah, I had one platoon of total Chicago guys who had never been off concrete. And we'd take them out there at Leonard Wood, and man, they didn't know what a rattlesnake was or anything, you know, scared to death, you know.
Yeah.
But they were good guys. They adapted, and we made it, yeah.
Right.